Well, welcome everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to Building Alliances for Environmental Justice Movements, a dialogue with Lois Gibbs and also Ken Geiser, but it's not on the flyer. I want to thank you all for coming. This event's being sponsored by a lot of different groups at UMass Lowell, and I'm not going to read through the list, but the list is on the flyer. My name is Craig Slayton, and I'm faculty here in the College of Health Professions and the co-director of the Center for Public Health Research and Health Promotion, and glad to be welcoming you here today to be able to hear Lois Gibbs and Ken Geiser, and to be able to then engage in some discussion about where we go with the environmental movement and with environmental justice issues. Lois Gibbs is the director of the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, which grew out of the Citizens Clearinghouse for Hazardous Waste. She is a national leader of the environmental movement and the human rights movement in this country and internationally. I was thinking about introducing Lois, and not anything about Lois, but I started thinking about the Wizard of Oz movie, the story, and the lion and the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodsman and Dorothy. And I was thinking that Lois has what all of them were looking for. She has courage, she has intelligence, she has heartfelt compassion, and as Dorothy was saying, there's no place like home. Lois knows the importance of home, and in these days when we're being reminded about homeland security, Lois is one of the people in my life who helped define what security meant in thinking about home and thinking about land and thinking about our health and our environment and the importance of having clean and healthy environment to live in and to work in order to feel secure. It's really quite an honor to have Lois here because what her work has been about, what her life's work has been about, a lot of that's been built in here to the mission of the university, and I have greetings from the administration, from the chancellor and the provost and the vice chancellor. None of them could make it because the scheduling in this holiday season is a little crazy, but they're all delighted that you're here and sorry that they're not. For those of you who don't know, the mission of UMass Lowell is to support and enhance sustainable regional development. And Lois's leadership has guided the way in this arena for nearly 25 years. And what we mean by sustainable development here, and this is not the official website version of it, but my translation of it, but what we talk about here for sustainable development, among other things, is a clean and healthy environment where people in the region can live free from exposures to toxics, where democracy is promoted, and where we can help people to lead and support the rights of communities to determine what goes on in those communities, how they work, and how they fit into the economic system, and where we want to support and encourage leadership from all citizens, from women, from members of minorities communities, and not just have the same group of people who always have leadership be the ones who take it, and to end racial and economic and social injustice as we build social and economic systems that make it so that we can live in a way that makes it so we can enjoy our lives and protect life for future generations. Lois Gibbs got her start as an environmental activist, as a leader in this nation, protecting her family's health and safety and that of her communities in Niagara area of New York around Love Canal. And from that victory, then moved on, actually physically moved on, went to Washington, D.C., and asserted herself as a woman who could be a leader in this country and could set direction for many of us and to encourage other people to take on leadership. And she's been doing that for 25 years and providing strong leadership that many of us here